It is time once again for our top five flashback. I need some echo on that, you know. Top five flashback, flashback. As we go back into time to see what radio is playing on this particular date in history. Now, today it is June, the wedding month in 1978. In the headlines in that year, California voters overwhelmingly endorsed a state constitutional amendment known as Prop 13 to reduce property taxes 57%. Which eventually would reflect the rest of the nation. In horse racing, we had a Triple Crown winner that year whose name was affirmed. And at number five on Christian Radio, an artist who lives today in Dallas, Texas, here is Chris Christian, Now I See the Man, on Streets of Gold.
There I was, a lonely boy in school. All I cared about was being a fool. Then I learned that there was more to living. Only looking for what others were giving. You brought my feet down to earth, gave me something of worth, and now I see very clear just why. Just why I'm here, and now I see the boy that I was meant to be. And now I see the man that God has made of me. I was made for a reason, simply to please him and follow his will.
Told cease to shine, and that there is a morning star who knows my mind. So why should I worry? Why should I fret? 'Cause I've got a mansion builder who ain't through with me yet. Why should I worry? Why should I fret? 'Cause I've got a mansion builder who ain't through with me yet. With me.
Is something I'm looking for when I go to heaven, to meet my mansion builder. The second chapter of Acts with the number 4 song on this date back in 1978 in the month of June, of course, on Streets of Gold. At number 3 is an artist who a year later would perform for President Jimmy Carter at the White House. Reba Rambo and Sunshine Saturday on Streets of Gold.
Are you one? unnecessary burdens? Are you trying to take them upon yourself? If you are, then you're living in bondage, and you know that's bad for your spiritual health. And are you trying to live by your emotions? Are you putting your faith in what you feel and see? Then you're living just to satisfy your passions, and you better be careful, 'cause you're being deceived. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you eventually die. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you eventually die. Are you puzzled by the way that you're behaving? Do you wonder why you do the things you do? And are you troubled by your lack of resistance? Do you feel that something's got a hold on you? But deep within you, there's a spiritual battle. There's a voice of the darkness and a voice of the light. And just by listening, you've made a decision, 'cause the voice you hear is gonna win the fight. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you eventually die. If you're living as a new creation, if you're listening to the father of light, then you're living in a mighty fortress, and you're gonna be clothed in power and might. But are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you eventually die.
Gold and the number two song on this date back in 1978, June of that month, actually, belongs to Amy Grant, Old Man's Rubble. I'm Larry Wayne, and it is time now for that all-important number one song. Got any guesses? 1978, June of that year? We heard from this artist earlier in our program about a wedding song that he wrote for his sister. Now, on that same album, in fact, the next cut is this powerful song about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is Don Francisco, and he's alive on Streets of Gold.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high. 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. Then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Streets of Gold, and there you have it, the number one song for all of 1978 in June of that month, Don Francisco's classic called He Is Alive. Man, that song still gives me chills every time I hear it, and I, for one, I'm glad he's alive, aren't you? Hey, thanks so much for tuning in each and every week to keep myself company, along with our producer, the Master Popcorn Popper, Jack Reeves. This is Larry Wayne. Until next week, I leave you with this. I saw a new heaven and new earth, and the streets were streets of gold.